Saturday, February 23rd at the Avalon Ballroom in Boulder, as KGNU and the Colorado Friends of Cajun Zydeco are bringing Zydeco Masters Preston Frank and Ed Poulard with the Creole Dance Band to perform. There will be tons of Mardi Gras festivities, delicious Cajun food, and plenty of wine and spirits at the bar. Tickets are available for $30 at kgnu.org or $35 day of the show, or $15 with a valid student ID. For more information, visit kgnu.org.
This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Good evening and welcome to the Cabaret Show, KGNU's live music showcase that happens every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. Tonight we'll have two performances. First off, we'll hear from Espresso, a gypsy swing and jazz group who joined Dave McIntyre on the Morning Sound Alternative last Friday, February 1st. In the second half of the show, we'll hear from the Happy Dapples, another gypsy jazz group who visited our studios in June of 2017. Here are Espresso.
I want to say good morning to the gang in the studio. Are we coming through?
Good morning, Dave. Great to see you.
Well, great to see you, and I'm looking forward to hearing this. So, folks at home, turn your radios up. Get ready for some fine, fine music. If you like swing music, and if you like American standards that are swung, this is the group for you. It sure is the group for me. So without any more of my paddling along, what do you got for us, Emily? What are you going to play?
We thought we'd start off with Hit That Jive, Jack.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
featuring Mr. Bill Ponarelli.
All right, let's go.
Jack, put it in your pocket till I get back. Going downtown to see a man, and I ain't got time to shake your hand. Hit that jive, Jack, put it in your pocket till I get back. Time and time waits for the man, and I ain't got time to shake your hand. Standing on a corner, I'm full of jive, but you know you're my pal, and I'm gonna give you five. Hit that jive, Jack, put it in your pocket till I get back. Going downtown to see a man, and I ain't got time to shake your hand. Jack, put it in your pocket till I get back. Going downtown to see a man, and I ain't got time to shake your hand. Hit that jive, Jack, put it in your pocket till I get back. Time and time waits for the man, and I ain't got time to shake your hand. Standing on a corner, all full of jive, but you know you're my pal, and I'm gonna give you five. Hit that jive, Jack, put it in your pocket till I get back. Going downtown to see a man, and I ain't got time to shake your hand.
Mm-hmm.
I think you hit it. You hit the high points. You know, another thing we've done recently, Dave, is we've started playing out at the Romero's Canine Club and Tap House in Lafayette. So you bring your dog and have a brew.
Oh, pretty good. All right. What a good excuse.
Really?
Just what people need. But the great thing is that you guys will be there playing. And so even dogs are going to enjoy it.
Can't hit those high notes.
Yeah, they start to howling when you hit those high notes, I know. I do want to let you know we have Dwayne Webster on the bass in there. We have Emily Reynolds on the fabulous rhythm guitar and the wonderful Bill Pontarelli playing my favorite instrument, or wind instrument, I should say, the clarinet, as nobody else can. What else you got planned for us, Emily?
Well, we thought we'd go for, another tune. Dwayne Webster's going to sing to us. It's a Hoagy Carmichael tune called Lazy Bones.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Lazy bones, sleeping in the sun. How you gonna get your day's work done? You never get your day's work done. Sleeping in the noonday sun. Oh, lazy bones, lying in the shade. How you gonna get your cornmeal made? You'll never get your cornmeal made. Lying in the noonday shade. And when the taters need spraying, I'll bet you keep praying the bugs fall off of the vine. And when you're going fishing, I'll bet you keep wishing the fish don't grab at your line. Oh, lazy bones, sleeping through the day. How you gonna make a dime that way? You'll never make a dime that way. You never hear a word I say. Praying, I'll bet you keep praying the bugs fall off of the vine. And when you're going fishing, I'll bet you keep wishing the fish don't grab at your line. Oh, lazy bones, sleeping through the day. How you're gonna make a dime that way? You never make a dime that way. You never hear a word I say. Oh, you'll never make a dime that way. You never hear a word I say.
Very nice, Dwayne. Thank you. Yes. Hoagie would be proud. You got another one for us, Emily?
We sure do. We've got good. One from me. It's called Sweet Pea.
Oh, yes.
And it's become one of our favorites again. Nice thing.
Yes, indeed.
Again, from our album Black and White. So it's all right there.
And the people can pick up a copy of this album on your website?
On the website, EspressoSwing.com, or they can come to the CD release at the Café Soleil, Friday the 8th
there you go.
Of February, or anything. Come by, whatever.
Right.
Sweet pea, apple of my eye, I don't know when and I don't know why. You're the only reason I keep coming home. Sweet pea, what's this all about? Don't get your way, all you do is fuss and pout. Yeah, you're the only reason I keep coming home. I'm like the Rock of Gibraltar, but I always seem to falter, and the words just get in the way. I know I'm gonna stumble, I'm trying to be humble, but I never think before I say. Sweet pea, keeper of my soul, you know sometimes that I am out of control. Yeah, you're the only reason I keep coming home. Way. I know I'm gonna stumble, I'm trying to be humble, but I never think before I say. Sweet pea, keeper of my soul, you know sometimes that I am out of control. Yeah, you're the only reason I'm saying, you're the only reason. You're the only reason I keep coming home.
Oh, yes. Very nice. Sweet.
Ready, set, go. He's rolling.
Okay. Everybody gets the blues now and then.
I'm sorry. Quite ready. You were ready, I wasn't. Okay.
Everybody gets the blues now and then, and you don't know what to do. I've been there many times before, and so have you. Now those days are gone and past. I've found out what to do at last. When I'm troubled, down and out, you can hear me shout. Hello Central, give me Dr. Jazz. He's got what I need, I know he has. When the world's gone wrong and I got the blues, he's the man who makes me put on both my dancing shoes. The more I get, the more I want his sings. Now I see Dr. Jazz in all my dreams. When I'm troubled, bound and mixed, he's the man that gets me fixed. Hello Central, give me Dr. Jazz. Hello Central, give me Dr. Jazz. He's got what I need, I know he has. When the world's gone wrong and I got the blues, he's a man who makes me put on both my dancing shoes. The more I get, the more I want to sing. Now I see Dr. Jazz in all my dreams. When I'm troubled, bound, and mixed, he's the man that gets me fixed. Hello, Central, give me Dr. Jazz.
Okay, so I think we're ready for one more now. Perhaps. Yeah.
Do a sway?
So, should we do sway?
Sure. Pull this off with the three of us. if we ever got stuck.
Probably not, but how are we going to do breaks?
I'll sing it all the way through, then you play it all the way through. You come in halfway and I'll take it out of the bridge.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so that's three times through.
Three times.
You taking two ways at the beginning. Yeah. Okay. Here we go. With marimba rhythm start to play. Dance with me, make me sway. Like the lazy ocean hugs the shore. Hold me close, sway me more. Like a flower bending in the breeze. Bend with me, sway with ease. When we dance, you have a way with me. Stay with me, sway with me. Other dancers may be on the floor, dear, but my eyes will see. Only you have that magic technique. When we sway, I grew weak. I can hear the sound of mandolins long before it begins. Make me thrill as only you know how. Sway me smooth, sway me now. Dancers may be on the floor, dear, but my eyes will see. Only you have that magic technique. When we sway, I grew weak. I can hear the sound of mandolins long before it begins. Make me thrill as only you know how. Sway me smooth, sway me now. Make me thrill as only you.
Well, you got one short one. You can one more short one. You can sneak in for us.
Sure.
See, I sprung this one on them. They weren't ready for this one, but they are.
Usually, we're a quintet. We're working without two of our members, so we're trying to figure out who's going to take solos.
Right. Exactly. Normally, they are a five piece with Jordan Ramsey and the guitar player Alexios Ernest.
Yeah. This one's called Bossa Ricado.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you so much for coming down here and supporting KGNU. And
it's a pleasure.
Playing live with us.
Just time. A pleasure for us, Dave.
Great, great. Thank
we
you.
We like that Dave McIntyre so much. KGNU is the greatest. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. They are.
That was Espresso, who performed on the Morning Sound Alternative on Friday, February 1st with Dave McIntyre. And you are tuned to The Cabaret Show, KGNU's live music showcase, which you can hear every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. Coming up in the second half of the show, we'll hear some gypsy jazz, keeping in the same vein, from the Happy Dapples, who joined us on June 27th of 2017. Dan Wilging was the host. Thank you.
Fukuyama. Got your mama, then he troubles in Greece. Semi cola and soda, and steak milkshake, tense beast. I hug you and kiss you, it's nine. Boy, my jingle, it's worth the price. Back neck, sack you, where the bells do the backy and the women wicky wacky woo. Yeah, that's Nagasaki. It's an original arrangement. What do you play? You want to play Small Town?
Ooh, that could be fun.
That's what it's called, Small Town Swing. Oh, you can find this all on Bandcamp. Just look for Happy Dapples if you really love it, by the way. I believe I start this one. Woo! See Big Kitty in a little town. Will the line wrap out the door? Will you leave just like before? Will you see her claws sunk deep as you're stolen down the street? Pasted on the paper stands or wrinkled in the garbage can? Look out. Big City Kid X, Smart and Black. Big City Kid X, Smart and Fans. Big City Kid X, Smart and Fans. Big City Kid X, Smart and Fans. And the band plays. Will they come from all around? See Big Kitty in a little town. Will the line wrap out the door? Or will you leave just like before? Will you see her claws sunk deep as you're strolling down the street? Pasted on the paper stands or wrinkled in the garbage can? Look out. See the way she's walking around here? Acting like she owns the damn place. Big City Kid X, Smart and Plans. 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 And the band plays. Make it a double.
All right.
you got another one there? Ah, well, let's, I'll play for you another one. It's called Man of Action. Oscar?
Ain't that the truth? I'm a man of action, baby, you aren't proof. Well, I smoke and drink and bet all night, play them cards and roll them dice. I'm a man of action, looking for a fight, looking for a fight. The devil is inside of me, dear. Come and let me whisper in your ear. Corrupt your soul and poison your mind. It's kind of fun, I think you'll find. I'm a man of action, ain't that the truth? I'm a man of action, baby, you want proof? Well, I smoke and drink and bet all night, play them cards and roll them dice. I'm a man of action, looking for a fight, looking for a fight.
The Happy Dabbles, ladies and gentlemen, Oscar and Kimmy. And so how'd you guys meet and put this thing together, the Happy Dabbles?
Oh, man.
When do you want to start?
Yeah, well.
You start in the middle and then go to the beginning and then go to the end and then go back to the beginning.
Yeah, it could be like one of those movies, right?
like
a lot of movies,
but not
that.
Eternal Sunshine of Spotless Mind.
Well, how long do we have? We could talk the whole time. We were high school friends.
Yep.
Maybe before high school, we had played music together in a very different context.
Yeah,
a few times,
like eighth grade, and a few other times, and we've been in and out of classes with each other. And but it wasn't really until after high school that we really started, you know, kind of meeting and playing. And we met through a mutual friend of ours. And
yeah, we've done rock and roll bands, different things. I think it's easier for us to communicate, two voices and two guitars.
Certainly. Yeah.
And it's a lot less to carry around. So
it's a
that's
way
where we are right
lot
now.
Less to carry around. I got a van for nothing now. No, I'm just
yeah,
kidding.
You ever try herding four cats instead of two?
And one of them has a drum set with them. And I don't know, yeah. You know, I I pity the fool.
That's why I was wondering, yeah, on your webpage or your Facebook page, you have two other guys. I thought, oh, I forgot to tell George about those two other guys.
Well,
he's not going to like that.
This wasn't going to be a big dance party, so we decided not to bring the rhythm section.
So, and how did you get into this gypsy kind of thing that you're doing? And what do you do that's different?
That's fun.
Well, I didn't actually used to play guitar back when we got into it. I was just a singer. I sang all throughout, you know, elementary school and junior high school and high school, and singing all the choirs and all states and stuff like that. And I learned music theory, and I didn't. It was not until right about 19, 20, you know, when we kind of had our first, you know, when our first little high school lineup kind of fell apart and people started to go other places, you know, I was like, oh no, I got to learn how to play guitar. And Oscar had been, you know, he'd been playing guitar for his, you know, his whole life and taking lessons. And he had played lots of, like, Led Zeppelin, Jimmy Page, Van Halen kind of stuff like that. And put Robert Johnson on the guitar. And he'd heard that jazz guitar was hard. So he wanted the challenge. And he found Django Reinhardt. And the first time I heard it, I was like, whoa, this music is the coolest thing I've ever heard. So, yeah, we just started playing it. And I learned how to play, you know, ka-dunk, dunk, ka-dunk, dunk, ka-dunk, dunk, ka-dunk, dunk. It's called Le Pomp. And I learned that stuff, and then I just kind of started picking up guitar and decided I just really loved playing the guitar, and so we've kind of stuck with it. And
so, yeah, right? You asked us what was different.
Oh, yeah.
I think what could be interesting and different is where you're not finding a lot of vocals and a lot of your sort of standard Django Reinhardt
repertoire. Definitely. Mostly instrumental, right?
Yeah, very much about the guitar and the violin. Well, we don't have a violin player or a brigade of guitar men playing rhythm. So we do something different. I think people react well to vocal harmony.
Yep.
And it's a good street performance.
Absolutely, you know, and we, I think that it's just fun because it's different than what a lot of people who are playing jazz are doing because, you know, it's get up and dance and fun swing music. I think, mm-hmm. you know, it appeals really well with, you know, younger people too, which I think jazz has kind of lost its appeal a lot in. But it's also, you know, different in the fact that, our shows, we don't really approach them like a standard jazz group would. You know, a bunch of guys, they stand up there, they play really well, they do their thing, and they go home.
And they're all serious and stuff.
Yeah, you know, and we like to, you know, we have long hair and, you know.
We feel fairly rock and roll.
Feel fairly rock and roll. You know, you really can't get that out of the blood once it's in there.
Yeah, at least not in your 20s.
And so we kind of started, trying to apply some of the, more rock and roll feel to the swing music we think is just, like, fun and interesting and cool to dance to. You know, it's just
That's
enjoyable.
One difference, yeah.
So, yeah.
What was different about the first song on the Nagasaki and the arrangement that you kind of alluded to?
Yeah, it's actually an arrangement of two old swing songs.
So the first portion is something very similar to a version Django Reinhardt played of When Day Is Done. And when they played that song with whatever the quintet was, they basically like doubled the tempo partway through. And instead of just doubling the tempo and continuing, this is where the violin solo would happen.
All right.
We decided that there was a cute little jazz song called Nagasaki.
That they also did.
That, I mean, a lot of these songs follow similar like chord progressions, similar movement throughout them. So you can kind of, if your keys match up, make that into it.
Smash one song into another.
Huh.
And so we went with Nagasaki.
Because the words are ridiculous too, like hot gingerbread and dynamite. I get nothing but that each night. Back in Nagasaki, where the fellows chew tobacco and the women wiki wacky woo, and the whole song it's total gobbledygook. You know, like it's really fun to sing.
Hurricane, yeah. It's funny.
I bet it's fun rhythmically too.
Absolutely, That's one thing that you know I've loved about this style is really just it's really pushed the rhythm guitar playing. You know, and you get to do all sorts of cool rhythms and like you know.
If there's
stuff like that, it's super dramatic. Awesome. You know?
When there's no drummer, it's like please don't stop.
Yeah, I'm the drummer. I'm bassist, drummer, and rhythm guitar player, judge, jury, and executioner.
You're not Judge Judy and executioner.
Not Judge Judy, Judge Jerby. I wish I was. I wish I was
Judge Jumpy. That's interesting. That's really interesting. But one quick question: the last song, "I'm a Man of Action," is that your song or where did that come from?
That is.
Yeah. That's your song? Okay, yep. So you also write songs.
Yeah, we actually, only the first song that we played in Nagasaki was an arrangement of two old songs. The second song, Small Town Swing, we wrote.
Oh, wow.
And we co-wrote that song. And then Man of Action was pretty much his baby, Oscar's baby. And we wrote it somewhere. He wrote it somewhere in Seattle.
Yeah, about Seattle.
We rehearsed it somewhere in San Jose. And that's how that was. And it was just a fun, easy song. It's kind of take the A-Train in a way.
Yeah, okay.
Well,
yeah,
the intro is, and then it's like, yeah, it's a very standard
with a minor
song.
Turn.
Yeah.
You know, it's,
was
that
your first song? And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I saw Happy Dapples at an international blues competition, which was kind of interesting because I see a lot of jazz, I hear a lot of jazz and gypsy swing and stuff like that, and yet you won your category of single and dual.
Yeah.
I mean, why were you entering the blues competition? Just to see, just to get out there and get exposure, or did you really... Were you really serious about it?
Oh, well, I mean, like, we originally got together playing the blues. Like, that was the first thing, because we played music when we were really young, and it was awkward and weird in eighth grade, and then we met up again after high school, and, like, I sat around, and was like, this is going to go badly, and we jammed, and I sang some blues, and he played it, and it just went smashingly. So we figured, yeah, well, we originally do that. Let's give it a shot. And so
I definitely began as a blues guitarist, like Robert Johnson's type stuff, and... I think we saw an opportunity to find a community of people that could kind of be interested in something we were doing and to try something else out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we're not really jazz enough.
Yeah, for jazz guys, you know.
You know, we're like...
Read and do in the sit.
We're like the Diet Coke of jazz in a lot of ways. One little calorie,
or
not
jazz
quite
is
enough.
The Diet Coke of us.
Whatever. We're like men without a country, kind of.
Definitely.
Honestly, like, we love to play bluegrass. We love to play with folk artists. Anything acoustic. There is, like, a gypsy swing genre as well. People,
right.
But we also aren't quite that.
True, yeah.
So we're just trying to find some, you know.
Yeah, I've been...
Something interesting, stimulating, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that, you know, blues is, we originally thought it was a songwriting competition, for one.
Wow, we were
so
wrong.
So we were like, yeah, we like writing songs. So we wrote a blues song. It was really cool, called In the Red. And then it wasn't a songwriting competition, so that was okay.
There's some confusion there.
But we
right. Also, like, blues, jazz, like...
Yeah, they're close, you know.
So, you know Robert Johnson?
Sure.
Right, he's all that...
There's a lot of jazz and blues, yeah.
But yeah,
Hot Tamales in the Red Hot.
I love that song.
Hot Tamales in the Red Hot is the same exact chord progression as Man of Action.
Oh, really?
It is. I mean, a lot of that, that 1-6-2-5, we call it, whatever.
1-6-2-5.
You know, the movement, yeah, I mean, it's a jazz chord progression.
It's just an old style thing to do.
It all comes from the same place. It's just one is... You know, rock and jazz are kind of two logical conclusions of blues.
Okay, interesting, interesting. Where do you want to go next?
Back to the recording studios where we want to go next.
we just got done
recording some stuff, but we're going to release it here really soon.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
We just got more stuff that we want to record.
That's true.
Mean, it's just, you know, we just can't stop the pumping out of material, so.
That's great. I mean, that sounds pretty prolific. I mean, what song do you want to play next?
Oh, we'll actually just play one of those songs that we're going to release here in the next, like, week. It's called Oh Sophia.
Sophia, all right.
I wrote that song.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just turning in, you're listening to the fascinating The Happy Dapples.
Oh Sophia, oh Sophia, perched upon the short edge of the bend, pawing playfully at my toes as the moon lit the sitter rose and chased the morning sunlight with a kiss. Oh Sophia, oh Sophia, I miss the longing glisten of your lips, a kiss that filled my heart with bliss, grab me deftly by the wrist and change my clear night to misty day. Clouds in the sky grew heavy and dim, sun leaked through the drizzle and the moonlight would swim,
sighing neath the lay of lies like dirt upon my skin, the leaden weight of passions that had never, ever been. Oh, Sophia!
Oh, Sophia!
Oh, Sophia!
Oh, Sophia!
I left you in that city far behind. When the silver starlight shimmers through the city's electric glimmer, darkness of your night still darkens mine.
Sophia,
oh Sophia,
oh Sophia,
stillness in my mind, you still invade. Behind the mask of beauty lay the troubles now that still pervades the windy sway of passion's driving waves. Oh Sophia,
oh Sophia,
oh Sophia,
oh Sophia,
your eyes are burned with fire in my brain. Smile lips, your fingertips, the silken saunter of your hips slays me still a million miles away. Gentle careless hair's caress softly splayed across my chest, my heart rests as you undress and press me tightly to your breast, lacking loving tenderness, not a gesture, just a jest, left alone, the only guest attending to another's mess. Ugh. Oh Sophia,
oh Sophia,
oh Sophia,
oh Sophia,
I left you in that city far behind. When silver starlight shimmers through the city's electric glimmer, darkness of your night still darkens mine. Oh Sophia,
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 oh Sophia.
Just play something for the Gypsy Jazz people out there. You know, like a little minor swing or something?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, everybody knows minor swing. Well, not everybody. And if you don't know it, now you will.
Okay. All right.
Careful there. Well, there. Here we go. Minor swing.
Thank you.
else you want to put in?
I like music.
I like music. Oh, let's play the Fillmore. We didn't even sing that one. Why not? We have a soft one for all the ladies out there.
Okay.
This is a soft one for all the ladies out there.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kimmy and Young.
And Oscar. Are you able to?
Don't ruin it, baby.
Thank you.
Mardi Gras is back on Saturday, February 23rd at the Avalon Ballroom in Boulder as KGNU and the Colorado Friends of Cajun Zydeco are bringing Zydeco Masters Preston Frank and Ed Poulard with the Creole Dance Band to perform. There will be tons of Mardi Gras festivities, delicious Cajun food, and plenty of wine and spirits at the bar. Tickets are available for $30 at kgnu.org or $35 day of the show or $15 with a valid student ID. For more information, visit kgnu.org.
This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Muy buenas tardes, welcome to Corriente. This is George C. It is 8 o'clock on KGNU. Listening to 2 hours of music from all around the Latin world, Latin America. I really love this song, and part of it's because it tells me that Corriente is starting when I'm putting it on, and I really love to do this. Shout out Cabaret. I believe the band was called Espresso. Dan, the host, and of course the irrepressible George Figs as the engineer extraordinaire, the real George, as I like to say. Cabaret every Tuesday 7 to 8, Corriente every Tuesday 8 to 10, and then Heavy Set 10 to midnight. Stay tuned.